Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, the new 105.5 WPHM, it is springtime, almost summertime. We have just graduated a whole new class of workers, right? There was a graduation from college about a month ago, and now those young people are out there looking for jobs. What is the workforce and the workplace like these days? Joining us right now to talk more about this, venture capitalist turned best-selling author and Georgetown educator Aaron Gupta on the line with us right now. Aaron, good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. Your book is called The Mission Generation. It talks about some of the challenges facing young workers today. What is this young group of workers looking for in the workplace?
Well, I think it's the world that they're walking into is changing. And what I mean by that is that I think that traditional career pathways, which have been built on stability and prestige, the institutions that you work with or the job title that you have, a lot of that's getting disrupted and can create a level of uncertainty. Having said that, I think, you know, the opportunity for this young generation is really building those career pathways around purpose and meaning and things that they care about and getting close to the problems that they care about. And so, you know, I think there's a reframing that's happening in real time about like thinking about how you build your career and also recognizing that, you know, for these folks, they're going to have 4 to 6 careers over their lifetime. Mm. My dad had one job. I had one career. These guys are going to have 4 to 6 careers. And so it's a different scaffolding that we need for that. And I think in that context, they're also going to be, you know, probably working a lot longer, Paul, I hate to say it. Yeah. But I actually think it's a good thing because I think people find, you know, energy from their work, but they'll be working for 60 years, for any other reason that they're going to be living longer. And that's where they're going to get their energy from. So I think reframing how you think about your career is very different in today's day and age.
Of course, affordability is a big issue for all of us. Is that driving their decisions, these young workers? They want the best pay possible? Are they looking for a title? Or what is it they're looking for?
I think there's they need enough money, you know, because affordability is real, right? And so we talk about this in the book. You know, as you look and look for jobs that you're looking to get, you want to be able to, you know, make enough money up front. Having said that, I don't think that's the sole thing that you maximize on. And I don't think this generation is looking to maximize on that coming out of the gates. Again, 1 or 2 years, there's other capitals that you're also valuing. And we write about this in the book, but it includes, you know, who are the people that you want to be working with? So that's the relationships and trust capital that you can build. What kind of experience are you going to have? And what kind of things are you going to get to learn? Learning capital. And but I think most importantly, I actually think this generation, more so than previous generations, Paul, actually want to have impact and have purpose to it. So where you can show them a pathway where the work that they're doing can enhance their career opportunities, which is a lot of the work that we're trying to do with Noble Reach and Tech Force, you know, those kinds of things really speak to this generation. And I think it's because of what they're seeing, which is things changing so rapidly around them, it creates uncertainty. And when things are uncertain, you reach out to others to want to be part of something bigger than versus just focusing on yourselves and maximizing that.
Talking with author Aaron Gupta, his book is The Mission Generation. It's about this new class of workers entering the workforce. We got to talk about AI, artificial intelligence. What role is that playing in their workplace decisions? What kind of careers they're looking for and what kind of jobs that they'll have?
Yeah, and I think, again, Paul, you know, when I think of AI and when I talk about it with young folks, I think AI goes after IQ over EQ. So what I mean by that is, like, very codified skills, you know, become easier to automate in the context of AI. But we need to think about what are those skills that, you know, that transcend that. And that, to me, falls in, again, in the way we think about the capitals, a diversity of experiences. So having fluency across sectors, but around a problem, that becomes very unique, because the more differentiated your experiences are, the more unique the perspective is that you'll bring to the table, which is a very human-centric node. The second is trust, the way you build trust. And so investing in those relationships early on become incredibly important. And then the third, in the world of AI, ironically, like, you know, we've been taught to kind of always try to have the right answers. And I think in the world of AI, asking the right questions becomes your superpower. And I think, you know, having young folks being put in positions to ask the why things are happening early on become incredibly important. You know, I know there's a lot being written around AI and early career folks not getting jobs, et cetera. Mm-hmm. My personal take is AI is really being used as the boogeyman. Yeah. For other rationales for corporations to be able to say, we're maybe not hiring as many new folks as we used to. And what I mean by that is, I don't think this is about AI. I know enough CEOs out there that are saying, like, look, I want to go the other way. I want to bring in, you know, 500, 1,000 native AI young folks, because of the way they'll change the culture of my organization in a way that I otherwise can't. Having said that, right, I think what we see sometimes, but it's easier to blame it on AI, is that there was a level of overhiring that took place in certain sectors coming off of COVID. There was a proliferation of remote workforce, remote working, which is harder to integrate young folks into.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important piece of the puzzle that no one talks about. As some organizations have gone into more remote places, remote workforces, the idea of hiring someone right out of school where they don't have an office that they're walking into, a mentor that they're grabbing coffee with, meetings that they're able to see how people conduct themselves, you don't get that same velocity of innovation. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that's playing into some of this as well. Mm-hmm. And I think third, look, there's a correlation with, as we look at kind of just economic uncertainty and interest rates rising and things that are going on, where businesses are just being careful on making decisions. But I actually have talked to enough folks where I actually believe what's starting to happen is that young kids that know how to use AI in their jobs are actually becoming more proficient and are able to show more value in a shorter period of time. And the pendulum is swinging where those are the kinds of kids that people want to bring on board sooner versus later.
Well, let's face it, they're learning how to use AI in school, whereas those of us who did not have AI when we were in school were all, you know, having to sort of adapt to it. Whereas this new group of workers, I mean, they've kind of grown up with it in a way.
Well, that's exactly right, Paul, and is that, you know, this is going to be the first maybe graduating class of like native AI graduates, right? Mm-hmm. Where they entered college with this out there and have been, you know, using it, not just for like their senior year, but to your point, you know, as their kind of core pedagogy over their 4 years. And it's beyond just knowing how to use the technology, but I think it changes the way you think and the way you experiment. You know, even if you're 40 and I see it, you know, or 50, and you tell people, like, here, go use AI, they're still trained in a way of, like, we need to master this, learn it, and then we'll go experiment and then try it. These young folks with AI are micro-learning and micro-experimenting very quickly, right? And so that's a different way of learning that I think is more apropos for the moments that we're in right now as a society, where things are changing really rapidly. You can't spend too much time over analyzing something because the conditions will change to, you know, pretty quickly. You need to be out there acting and experimenting and using that as your signal to define where you want to go.
Really interesting stuff. You can read more about it in The Mission Generation: Reclaim Your Purpose, Rewrite Success, Rebuild Our Future. Aaron Gupta, great talking to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Paul. Take care.
Mm-hmm. You too. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM. That's interesting. The thing that he said that caught my attention, all of that, as it pertains to using AI, is you have to learn how to ask the right questions. It's not about knowing the answers. It's knowing what questions to ask of AI to get the best information. Interesting stuff. The Mission Generation by Aaron Gupta with us here on WPHM.